Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Relax, I Got This in our Agent to Agent series where we are headed to Austin, Texas. Stay tuned for Allison Flum in Austin.
A real estate transaction is potentially the largest investment we make in our lives. Whether you're buying and selling your personal home or investing in real estate, you need the knowledge to make the right decisions. Get ready. Robin is a Texas realtor and has the experience to give you the information you need to make the right decisions. Welcome to Relax, I Got This with your host, Robin McCoy.
Hi, and welcome to Austin, Texas with Allison Flum. Allison is originally from Florida and now resides in Kyle, Texas, the pie capital of Texas, which I didn't know about. And she is the proud mother of two sons. She started in public education before launching her career in real estate. She got the bug by doing investing and buying properties while she was still a teacher. She is passionate about helping people build wealth through real estate and home ownership. Welcome, Allison. Hi, Allison. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. I so appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me, Robin. I'm excited to be here.
So this is Allison. She is one of my colleagues down in our Austin area. And so tell me a little bit about how you became a realtor, what your team looks like, that sort of thing. Give us insight to you.
So insight to me, I'm going to back way up. Originally from Florida.
Okay.
We moved around a lot, graduated University of Florida, got married. We moved around 10 times in 10 years, had two wonderful children, got divorced. In the divorce, I used to tell everybody I got two houses and two kids, and I realized I should probably put the kids first. So I got two kids and two houses in the divorce. And that's kind of, where my real estate bug started. I actually ended up getting emergency certified to teach after the divorce and was doing that for about 9 years. And I ended up buying and selling, doing a 1031 exchange. As a teacher, I had my house and ended up with two rental properties.
Okay.
Nice. I didn't feel like that teacher retirement was going to do enough for me. So I got to quite do it. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I got a house for each kid. We got, some income coming in. We'll be okay. And I had enough people tell me, you light up when you talk about real estate, you should do that full time. And, my response was like, I'm a single mom with two boys and it's commission. And as a teacher, I wasn't making a whole lot, but I knew I was getting paid once a month and I knew that check was going to be there. So I'm very frugal. I saved 6 months of house payments while I got my, went through the classes, mostly over the summer through the fall to get finished up with classes. And when I joined Keller Williams, my goal was if I can sell one house a month, I can replace my teacher pay. And that was the goal. And I was fortunate that I did join Keller Williams. And so I've learned a lot since then. And, have been very blessed in the business. So as I started doing the things they recommended that I do, I took bold. That was probably the biggest one.
Right.
But as I was doing the things, I ended up with more business than I could handle. So I ended up creating a team from there.
Nice.
I'm one of those do as I say, not as I did. I did not follow the model and I paid for it many times over. So what did I learn? Follow the model.
Follow what others have done before you. Just do what they did.
it has worked out just fine, but it probably could have been, a little more structured, a little more organized than the way I did it. But I had business. I had actually a student of mine. Her mom was getting licensed. And I was like, you can come be my buyer's agent. Let's go.
This will be fun.
That was the start of the Hayes Home Team.
Awesome.
We have grown and contracted over the years. So we've been as big as 10 agents and 5 admin. Currently, it's myself and 3 agents. We still do have, so we've got 2 full-time admin in the office, a part-time admin, and then we have a cyber backer over in the Philippines that's full-time as well. So we have,
an operation going there.
Yeah, we can handle the business. We could handle more business. I'll put it that way. But we go up and down the I-35 corridor into the whole country. I belong to the Austin Board of Realtors and the San Antonio Board and Central Texas, Four Rivers. Just because there's a lot of overlap in our area and a lot of people coming here from out of state start off in one area and end up somewhere else. So they don't actually, it's a pretty big area and they don't always know. They'll start investigating schools or just driving around and they're like, oh, we like this area instead. And you're like, oh, okay, let's switch all of that.
Because Austin's a big, I mean, Austin is Austin. I mean, and it's big and it's spread, you know, like many main big Texas cities, Dallas, Austin, Houston, we like to spread out because there's plenty of land to spread into, right?
Yes, exactly.
So we tend to cover big areas out here.
Yeah. So we do have to go, you know, so we drive and that's okay. Cause what I do is, you know, if I'm showing properties out, let's say out on the east side in Lockhart, they're known for their barbecue. So I will, you know, I will get barbecue for dinner and bring it home, you know.
That's awesome.
I was coming through another, you know, there's the Salt Lick out in Driftwood. I was driving through the other day. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to grab some barbecue on my way home. So, there's a food theme in here, but you know, you can pick up the local snacks and stuff.
So, and then also because you've got a team that also helps you spread out a little further and go, you don't need to, you know, helps cover some of those extra areas.
Exactly. It's not me always.
Because we all know Austin traffic is a bit of a challenge. We're going to be nice about that.
Cold bags.
Same thing with Dallas. I don't go anywhere. I'm on a tollway every day.
Right. Well, and you have to plan your day for sure.
Yeah.
Plan your trip. So you know when that traffic's going to hit. So you're not stuck.
So tell me a little bit about what the Austin, you know, just what Austin real estate or Austin area real estate looks like. Not so much, you know, the whole interest rate conversation, but if I were moving to Austin, what might I, or the Austin area, what might I expect to see?
Be the leader you know you can be. Build your professional network and access education that takes you where you want to go. We are women of all ages and backgrounds. You deserve national recognition and opportunities to build relationships with people you want to work and grow with. Hit the ground running with the Charisma Chapter of the American Business Women's Association. Meetings each month from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on the fourth Tuesday in Farmers Branch, Texas, and online. Come with us. Experience ABWA for yourself. Go to charisma.abwa.org to learn more.
If I were moving to Austin, what might I, or the Austin area, what might I expect to see?
You've got a lot to see. And depending on your price point, you know, that'll determine what you're seeing, I guess. And then the lifestyle that you want to have. We do a lot of business in the suburbs. There is a lot of new construction out here, a lot of incentives for buyers right now. We love our first-time home buyers. We can get good deals on that new construction with the builders. So that's going to be kind of a backwards C around Austin. So on the north side, out to the east, and then down south where I live.
Okay.
So those are going to be, you know, starter homes. We can get people in as low as probably 250.
Nice.
But then you're seeing them even in those areas running up to $1 million.
Right.
As people move up, you know, and need a bigger house or want more land and that sort of thing. So there's quite a variety. You know, when you get into Austin, you've got a lot of different neighborhoods that you'd want to investigate those, maybe talk to friends, see what you want to do and what type of lifestyle. If you want to be downtown, you've got condos.
Yeah.
You know, so there is, and there's old Austin too. Some of that's getting torn down and rebuilt. We can put, you know, three houses on a lot now or three units. We'll see how that all plays out.
Yeah.
But we're working on that density, you know, where those single family homes have been, where they'll do an A and B unit.
Yeah.
So, you know, but there's something for everybody. Depending on your price point, you may have to go further out if you're a first time home buyer rather than being central.
Right. I think that when you start getting closer into those downtown and the city areas, obviously the price goes up.
Yep.
Right. And as these community of these cities start growing out, that's where that new construction is. But that's where you can get, if you're trying to get in, right? We talk about how hard it is.
That's where you get in.
The entry point, you know, you can live a little further out and get that $300,000 house. As the city grows around it, the value of that house then goes up later.
Yes. Yes. So my first house when I moved here was $146,000. And I was out, you know, south of Austin, almost in the middle of nowhere. You know, I saw a neighborhood online that had white picket fences, and I thought, that's where I want to raise my kids.
That's for me.
Yeah. And so, you know, I actually 1031 and bought into the neighborhood and then had to find a job up here. And I was still teaching at the time, but I've seen, you know, the values go up quite a bit, and they'll continue.
So you've mentioned 1031 several times, and what that is an ability to defer taxes when on investments that you purchase. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because I know you work with a lot of people on investment properties as well as obviously your own. So tell me how you learned about 1031 exchange and how it's benefited you.
So, you know, I probably learned on like Good Morning America or something like really back in the day. But I had in the divorce, like I said, I had the two houses and one was in Florida. So I sold that one and bought here in Kyle. And was able to defer the taxes on it. I had to keep it as a rental property at the time for only a year before I could move into it and make it my primary. You would need to check what the rules are currently. Yeah. They've had some changes in 1031 law, 2017. I think they made some big changes. So, but it does allow you to sell an investment property and reinvest those funds. You don't touch them. You have, you know, a 1031 service or agent that would help you with that transaction so that you're not actually touching that money. But then you don't have to pay the capital gains on it until you retouch it.
Until eventually, whether it's you or your heirs and descendants decide to sell that. But it is, you know, as far as investments go, if you've got that investment property, it's a great way to diversify your portfolio. I had a client that had a house in Minnesota as a rental. He sold it and bought two here actually in the colony, just north of Dallas. So it's a great way to diversify your portfolio. You, of course, want to make sure you do it correctly. The IRS is keeping an eye on this stuff. So that's why you do use a 1031 agent. I just want to make sure we are clear with everybody on that they don't go, oh, look. And then, because once it hits your personal bank account, you're taxed on it.
It's too late.
Too late. No going back.
There are some timelines and things you have to follow when you do it. But it's, you know, it allowed me to move here. And then since then, I've just purchased more, because I guess I like doing it. And I feel like financially, it's providing me with some security and my children with some security. So it's not as difficult as people think.
Yeah.
To invest in real estate. I think the toughest one is getting that first one. People that are in that first one right now, I know there's that conversation currently about being stuck with the low interest rates. And my thought on that is, can you cash flow it?
Right.
Don't sell it, rent it out. And now you have your first rental property at a 3% interest rate, which I don't have.
And you can't go out and I'm going to buy this house with a loan. And your as an investment, your interest rate is far more than what it would be if you're going to occupy it, right? So so now instead of 6%, you're probably at 8.5% as an investor on that investment property. So if you can cash flow your 3%.
I have that conversation with people a lot. That conversation. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So tell me about what you love about Austin. What is it, you know, again, if I were moving there, or you were telling people about the Austin Metroplex, we call it a Metroplex up here, but the Austin area, what are the fun things? I mean, we all know South by Southwest, we know all those sorts of things, but why Austin?
So I moved here because it made some top 10 lists of top 10 place for singles, because I was
fair.
Top 10 green city. I like it for, I mean, the people are great. The music is wonderful. And so I live outside of the city, but I can go in for concerts. Lately, I've been talking to people who are going in and seeing comedians. I haven't done that yet, but I thought maybe I will try. But going in and getting to see different bands and spending a night on the town, it's only 30 minutes away. It's not like you had to drive too far to experience that. And then I just like to go around and try different, you know, food, love to eat. So we've got cute little food truck areas and also nicer high-end restaurants as well. So there's a lot to do. You mentioned South by Southwest, you know, there's plenty to do in town, but I don't want to live in the middle of it. So I chose to live in the suburbs, raise my kids out here. Yeah. Probably could live before. You know, there's, I mean, there either at the time.
You think about University of Texas is there. So you've got, you've got all of that. Plus it's the state capital. So you've got all of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so there's, you know, the economy in Austin.
Are you looking to buy or sell a home in the bustling DFW area? Look no further, because I am Robin McCoy, your trusted real estate agent with Keller Williams Realty. For over 15 years, I've been helping buyers and sellers navigate the real estate market here in DFW. So whether you're looking for your dream home or aiming to sell your property for the best price, relax, I got this. As a seasoned professional, I'll guide you through the entire process, ensuring a smooth and stress-free experience. I understand that buying or selling a home can be a significant decision. That's why I pride myself on providing exceptional customer service. I'll be with you every step of the way, answering your questions and addressing your concerns. So why take a chance with just any real estate agent? Choose me, Robin McCoy, the professional who has proven my excellence in helping both buyers and sellers in the DFW area for over 15 years. Call me today at 214-226-3770. Or visit my website at robinmccoyrealty.com. Let's make your DFW real estate dreams come true. Relax, I got this.
You think about University of Texas is there, so you've got you've got all of that. Plus, it's the state capital, so you've got all of that. Mm-hmm. And you know, so there's, you know, the economy in Austin. There's
economy is great. You know, we've got Samsung out, you know, some of those jobs are coming outside. Tesla, Samsung, you know, we've got Facebook. There's a lot of tech here. Dell, of course. So so that helps with the jobs, and then people need things to do. And so, you know, we've got the Bats downtown. You can go watch the Bats or just go jog around the river. So there are things to do, definitely.
Texas as a whole has these connotations out there that we're all in like cowboy hats and cowboy boots. And in some areas that is in fact true, but there is a lot of tech. I remember years ago that they said that, you know, they used to call Austin
the San Francisco.
Yeah, the San Francisco, the San Jose, that whole valley of the South.
Right.
Because that was still
are.
Yeah.
And then we also have our Keep Austin Weird vibe. So you'll, you know, tie dye and cowboy boots, you know, anywhere in between.
Everything. It's almost anything goes in Austin. Almost anything goes in Austin. It's a fun town. You know, my niece went to UT and she is still living. She's graduated and hasn't left Austin yet. So
many come to stay. Yeah, the Austin Community College, St. Ed's, Texas State is down here in San Marcos. Yep. There are plenty of schools, different ways to get higher education as well, if that's something people are looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've talked about so many different things. What are some things that you would like people to know, not only about you as a realtor and how you can service them, whether they're moving in or out or just around? Because, you know, you can live in North Austin and it's completely different than South Austin. So,
you know,
what would you like people to know about you and how you can help them?
So, you know, we'd love to help. Being a former educator, I think that's really my expertise, is I like to find out where people are and how much they do know about the process and about the area, and then go from there to educate them throughout the process so that, I'm not just throwing paper in front of them and saying, sign here, sign here, sign here. Right. It's going to be collaborative and work together. We do have like a lot of people that do move throughout Austin. A lot of our South is coming out, you know, renters in Austin that finally decide to buy that come South. And we love to help our first time homebuyers. We do have first time homebuyer seminars, or we just go to coffee and get to know each other. But we want to help people not just in that one transaction, but to build their wealth. Like I said, it's what kind of got me into real estate. And that's what I like helping people do. Yeah.
Well, and I think that's huge, because sometimes we don't think about that we can hang on to a house, right? Maybe that, you know, and sometimes we're not told that.
No, we're not.
We're not told that. And there's ways to finance all of this. And there's a number of different ways. And we have to, like you said, educate everyone so that they make the right decision for them.
Exactly. What is the right decision for them? And I think getting to know the different areas of Austin, you know, having people just drive around and see, you know, how the neighborhoods are. Check your commute. You know, we talked about traffic earlier. Yeah. Traffic is real. And so if your job is on the north side, you might want to live on the north side. You know, if your job is south, if you can work from home, then you've got a few more options, right?
Right.
You can watch that commute so you're not living in your car.
Yeah, I tell people to look at Google Maps drive time in the time that you might be driving it on exactly. several days, right? So if you are mm-hmm. going to be on the, you're not leaving work until four, what every day of the week, what does that look like? Because those are average drive times, right? So you'll get an idea. And, you know, some of these cities, like I said, Austin, it is a real thing going through downtown Austin at starting at about 2:30 or 3.
Right. Earlier on Friday. So you've got to go, but you've got to watch it. And what is that flow of traffic? Are you going with it or against it? And
all the things, right? Exactly. All right. Well, what is one thing that we haven't said that you would like to share with everyone?
About me. So I have a pizza oven at my house. Okay. So this is not real estate related, but with respect to food. I do a pizza oven, wood fired, and we can cook. You didn't ask me how fast I can cook a pizza.
Oh, how fast can you cook a pizza?
90 seconds.
Are you kidding me? That's crazy.
So yes, it gets really hot.
That's awesome.
So, there we go.
There we go. All right. Well, thank you, Allison, so much for being on the show today. We are going to have all of her contact information in the show notes. If you have any questions about Austin in general, Austin real estate, she is the expert. She knows it. She lives it. And she cooks pizza there. And she knows the barbecue. I want to go back to that barbecue for a second, because the barbecue in Austin, I mean, there's a couple places you will wait in line for hours to get that barbecue. So she's not kidding when she says she's out by the Salt Lick or Lockhart's and she's going to swing in and get some, because it is good.
It's good.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Relax, I Got This. Again, this is our Agent to Agent series, and we're with Allison in Austin. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us for Relax, I Got This with Texas Realtor Robin McCoy. Check out all the show notes for contact information on Robin and our guests and to access your free buyer and seller guides. Also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss a conversation. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time on Relax, I Got This with Robin McCoy.